Welcome back, everybody, to the Deep Dive.
Yeah.
So today we're diving into something a lot of you have been asking about.
Oh, yeah.
And that is corporate blue zones. You know how companies are trying to boost employee well-being in this really holistic new way? We've got this great material from Gesundheit Bewegt.
Yeah.
And this piece on 360-degree prevention really caught my eye. Get ready for some aha moments. Because we're going way beyond
those
typical wellness programs today. This is different.
You got it. This isn't about just handing out gym discounts anymore. We're talking about a real change, a fundamental shift.
But a whole culture shift.
Yes, a culture of health woven right into how the company works, how it operates.
Okay, so that's where this 360-degree prevention model comes in. I was looking at the eight dimensions and wow.
It's impressive, right?
They really do seem to connect with what we see in those real-world blue zones.
Absolutely.
You know, where people are living longer, healthier lives.
Yeah, and it's not just theory. Each dimension gives companies a real roadmap. If they want to build their own corporate blue zone, they can.
They can actually do it.
They can. It's a framework for action.
I love it. Yeah. Okay, let's break it down. Dimension one, covering all health fields.
Right off the bat, getting the whole picture.
Not just physical health, but mental, emotional, even social well-being.
The whole person.
Yeah, it reminded me of how the Blue Zones research,
it
emphasizes lifestyle. It's not just about hitting the gym.
It's everything. It's all connected.
Right. So for a company to really make a Blue Zone,
they've
got to address all these aspects.
Think about it. If someone's super stressed at work, it affects their physical health, their relationships,
their work,
everything. It's all interconnected.
Okay, so it's about building that support system that touches every part of an employee's life.
Just like those communities in the blue zones, so supportive.
And that takes us to dimension two, thinking about all life stages.
Oh, that's a good one.
That one really resonated with me.
I can see why.
Because our needs change so much throughout life.
All the time, right.
A new parent needs different support than someone
who's
about to retire, you know?
Exactly. One size fits all just doesn't work.
No.
This dimension is all about customized solutions.
Interesting.
You know, tailored to where people are in their lives and careers.
So like programs just for young professionals?
Yes. Or working parents.
Or people nearing retirement.
Exactly. Meeting people right where they are.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Now, dimension three. This one got my attention.
Oh, tell me.
It's about the different roles within a company.
Okay.
And how important it is for leadership to buy in.
Oh, that's huge.
And it made me think about how in those blue zones, those healthy habits, they're part of the culture.
It's not just a choice. It's like a way of life.
It's like everyone's doing it.
Exactly. We can't underestimate leadership here.
It's got to come from the top.
Right. Imagine a CEO who's out there.
Walking the walk.
Walking the walk. Participate
in the yoga classes,
or a manager who's like, hey, take a break, your well-being matters.
That's powerful.
It sets the tone. It's not just talk, it's action.
Actions speak louder than words.
100%.
I love that. All right, so we've covered the first three dimensions.
A great start
of this 360-degree approach. And you know what? It's really making me think differently.
I told you
about how companies can create that Blue Zones magic.
There's so much potential
in their own workplaces. We'll dive into the rest of the dimensions after a quick break. Stay tuned.
Can't wait. It's not just programs, you know. It's about really baking well-being into the company's DNA.
Yeah, I like that. So this brings us to dimension four, which is embracing a hybrid approach.
Super relevant these days.
Yeah, with so many companies going remote or flexible.
Absolutely. It's about meeting employees where they are, literally and figuratively.
I like that.
So, you know, virtual yoga for remote workers.
Makes sense.
Walking groups for the office folks.
Give people options.
It's all about flexibility and choice. That's how you get people engaged.
And it makes me think of how Gesundheit Bewegt offers that.
Oh, yeah.
Mind and Move at Work program.
Such a great program.
Combining mindfulness with physical activity.
Yeah. Perfect example of that hybrid approach you were talking about.
Works for anyone, whether they're in the office or at home.
They get it. They're on top of the need for these kinds of solutions.
Definitely. All right. So dimension five gets into the nuts and bolts a bit.
Okay. Let's hear it.
It's called combining behavioral and structural prevention.
So what does that mean exactly? Yeah. Break that down for us.
Well, it means understanding that it's not all on the individual.
Right.
You've got to look at the environment, too.
The context.
You can tell people to eat healthy all day long.
Sure.
But if the only thing in the vending machine is candy bars,
you're fighting a losing battle.
You're not setting them up for success.
Right.
So even with all the information and resources in the world, if the environment's working against them,
it's going to be tough.
This is why this dimension is so important.
Okay.
You have to make the healthy choice the easy choice.
So things like
ergonomic workstations,
yes,
healthy food options,
natural light.
Oh, yeah. Access to green spaces.
All adds up.
It's those little nudges that make all the difference.
They really do. And that's something I appreciate about Gesundheit Bewegt's approach.
So tell me.
They're not just giving you a program.
Right.
They're helping companies build this whole ecosystem of support.
They are. It's like teaching someone to fish.
Instead of giving them a fish.
Exactly. Empowering them for the long haul.
And that totally fits with the corporate blue zones idea.
100%. Sustainability is key.
Okay, on to Dimension 6, health literacy.
Oh, that's a big one.
This one made me wonder if this is what's missing from a lot of wellness programs.
I think you're right.
You can have all the best resources,
Doesn't matter.
but if people don't know how to use them
Right.
or why they matter,
It falls flat.
what's the point?
You've got to make health information accessible, engaging, and relevant.
It's got to make sense for people.
Like, think about those blue zone stories.
I love those.
They're not just facts and figures.
There's a narrative there.
There's wisdom in those stories. It inspires action.
And that reminds me of how Gesundheit Bewegt really focuses on
Oh, yeah.
storytelling and what they call healthtainment,
I love that term.
making prevention fun,
Yeah. It's about grabbing their attention.
not lecturing at them.
Exactly. And their digital platform does a great job of that.
Yeah, it is really easy to use.
Tons of information, but it's digestible, you know?
You can actually use it.
And they have workshops, challenges,
Those are fun.
campaigns. It's like learning about well-being can be entertaining.
It can be. So it's about meeting people where they are.
There you go.
Not just physically,
Right,
but
in their heads,
how they like to learn.
their preferences. It all matters.
And that's why this 360-degree prevention model is so cool.
It's well thought out.
It's holistic. It takes everything into account.
All the pieces of the puzzle.
Yeah. Okay, so Dimension 7, this one's interesting.
Let's hear it.
They say to think bigger than just your typical
Where?
BGM or BGF program.
Traditional stuff.
They're talking about a corporate health culture.
That's next level.
Yeah, it sounds ambitious.
It is, but it's also super exciting.
So not just having a program,
Right.
but it's baked into the company's values.
Yes. The policies, the
It's
practices.
just how they do things.
So imagine, you know, every meeting has a movement break built in.
I like that.
Healthy snacks everywhere you look.
Making it easy.
It's about creating that environment that just supports well-being
Constantly.
at every turn. That's a true corporate blue zone.
That's the goal.
And it's possible if companies are willing to put in the work.
And if they have the right partners.
And partners like Gesundheit Bewegt, who can guide them.
Yeah, speaking of Gesundheit Bewegt,
Yeah.
they offer a lot, don't they?
They do. They have this great digital platform.
I've heard about it.
It's like a one-stop shop for everything health and well-being.
So employees can go there for resources, challenges.
Track their progress, connect with colleagues, all in one spot.
Nice. And then they have that Azubi Fitness app we talked about earlier,
Oh, yeah.
specifically for apprentices,
I'm young.
instilling those healthy habits early on.
Love it. And they do workshops, training programs, health campaigns.
The whole shebang.
They cover everything: stress management, nutrition, fitness, mental well-being.
Wow.
And the best part, they can customize it all
Oh, really?
to a company's specific needs and challenges.
That's amazing.
So whatever you need, they've got you covered.
So they really do seem to offer the whole package.
Yeah, they're the real deal.
But what about Dimension 8? This one's about regional integration.
Oh, that's interesting.
How does that fit into the whole corporate blue zones model?
Well, it's about looking beyond the workplace,
Okay.
connecting with the local community, finding resources out there.
So it's like how those blue zones are geographically defined.
Exactly. It's the environment, the whole community, not just individual choices.
And Gesundheit Bewegt encourages this.
They do. They want companies to partner with local businesses,
Makes sense.
fitness studios, healthy food places, even community organizations.
So employees have this whole network of support.
It takes a village, right?
It really does. You know, this reminds me,
No.
we were talking about storytelling before.
Yes, such a powerful tool.
How does that play into creating a corporate blue zone?
Oh, it's key. Stories help us connect with information emotionally.
I love a good story.
Right. Think about those blue zone stories we hear.
The centenarians.
Yeah, the people living to 100, they're like, I have a strong community, a purpose in life.
I eat lots of plants.
Exactly. It's not just eat your veggies, it's showing what's possible.
Inspiring.
And Gesundheit Bewegt helps companies use this.
Oh, how so?
They weave stories into their programs, real-life examples, testimonials,
So people can relate.
make it real. And they help companies create their own Blue Zones stories.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Their own.
Yeah. Highlight employees who've made changes, inspire others.
It's like you said earlier, actions speak louder than words.
It's about bringing well-being to life, not just talking about it.
I like that. So this whole corporate Blue Zones idea, it's pretty powerful stuff.
It is. It's not about checking boxes. It's about building a culture.
Where well-being is just part of everything.
Exactly. But let's be realistic for a sec.
Okay, good point.
There are going to be challenges
Oh yeah, for
when
sure.
companies try to put these ideas into practice.
Like what?
Well, some people resist change.
That's human nature.
They might be skeptical, especially if they've had bad experiences with wellness programs before.
Those cheesy ones.
Right. So companies have to communicate really well.
Transparency is key.
Absolutely. Explain the benefits, address concerns, be genuine.
Sure you care.
And that's where a partner like Gesundheit Bewegt is so helpful.
Yeah, they've been there, done
They
that.
have. They know how to navigate these challenges.
Create a culture that actually works for people.
That's what it's all about.
And another challenge could be
What's that?
proving the ROI. How do you show that these initiatives are worth it?
Oh, that's a great question. And that's another area where Gesundheit Bewegt excels.
They can help with that too.
They can. They help companies measure everything,
Like what kind of things?
Employee engagement, productivity, healthcare, costs, absenteeism.
So it's not just warm and fuzzy feelings.
Nope. You've got to have the data.
The proof is in the pudding.
Exactly. And the more data we have, the stronger the argument for corporate blue zones becomes.
So despite the challenges, you've got to admit, the opportunities here are huge.
They are. We're talking about changing how we work.
Creating workplaces where people feel valued, supported.
Empowered to live their best lives.
That's the
And it's
adrenaline.
good for business, too.
Right. Employees want this.
They do. And companies that get it are going to win the talent war.
It's a win-win.
A win-win for
This
everyone.
has been so fascinating.
I've loved it.
I feel like we could talk about this for hours.
Me too. It's such a rich topic.
We've just scratched the surface of 360-degree prevention and corporate blue zones.
There's so much more to explore.
But for now, we'll have to leave it there.
But the conversation
It
continues.
does. To our listeners, we encourage you.
Yes, go out there.
Dive into the world of corporate blue zones.
See how you can bring these ideas to life.
Even small changes can make a difference.
Every step counts.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.